You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot, and it's my distinct pleasure to welcome in guests all the way from San Francisco. The Sandwiches are in our studio. How are you guys doing?
Great. Pretty good, Michael.
Yeah, I'm just really happy you guys came down, were able to make it down. I know it cost you early morning and...
Man, were we grumpy.
but yeah, I'm just real thankful for you guys being down here. And you're going to play some songs for us. We're going to have also a little bit of interview, but you're going to start off with some songs. So I'll just throw it off to you. So here are the Sandwiches on KPFK. You just heard The Sandwiches performing here in our studios, and they're going to take a bit of a break from playing and talk to me for just a bit. Once again, just thanks so much for coming through. And for the listeners who haven't heard your sounds before, could you tell us just who's in the studio with us and what you play?
My name's Roxy, and I play the drums.
My name's Heidi, and I play guitar and sing.
My name's Grace, and I play guitar and sing.
All right, and there you go.
Pretty simple.
Very simple. And not so simple. So how did you guys come together as a band?
Kind of through a barrage of ex-boyfriends and jobs.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-boyfriend, Heidi's ex-boyfriend, was friends with Roxy's ex-boyfriend, and also Grace and Tim worked together at Amoeba Music in San Francisco, and so that's kind of how that it was all at the same time. And we all just sort of like, I don't know, we all were interested in starting to play with people, so we tried it out.
The two of you played in the Fresh and Onlys before this, correct? So
yeah.
You kind of knew each other. It wasn't quite like you just kind of fell into it. All at the same time, but I mean, you kind of played with each other and knew a little bit about each other's style before coming together as a band.
Yeah, the Sandwiches started around the same time.
Okay.
Personally,
yeah.
How did you come up with the name The Sandwiches?
We just went through a lot of silly names and couldn't decide on one. We finally had to pick one because it was down to the wire.
This kind of thing too, that like. A train of events led to Sandwiches coming up, and then once that one came up, it was like kind of obvious that it was going to stick, even though we thought it was pretty stupid.
And I think we thought maybe it would be temporary, but for some reason it just stayed.
Do you kind of regret it right now? Like, are you eventually going to change your name? I'd hate for that to happen.
Not at this point.
I think it's such a perfect
name.
I don't
regret it. I think it causes for a little bit of confusion for people. Like, I told, you know, people I just met or teachers that I'm in a band called The Sandwiches, and then later they go, I looked you up and I didn't see anything. I thought you were
really hungry.
But maybe you were just like pulling my leg. But they looked under the sandwiches. Not
yeah.
Sandwiches.
Yeah. So not the sandwiches that you eat, but I don't know, the sandwiches that would cast a spell on you in the desert, something along those lines.
Number one response to the band name seems to be sandwiches. I love sandwiches, so
which is
that's good. People have positive feelings.
Right. Put that in quotation.
Very much so. When I tried to describe the sound of your band, I never really seemed to find the right words. There's a couple of artists, you know, just from my own biography that in the late 80s and 90s that kind of remind me a little bit of your sound, but still doesn't really seem to fit. Like Kelly Hogan, who I grew up in Atlanta, and she used to play in a band called the Rocketeens and also did her own solo stuff. But her sound, especially when she went solo, was a really conventional, pretty conventional country kind of sound. Kendra Smith, also from Dream Syndicate, but really when she was playing with Opal, kind of has some similarities to it as well. But there again, not quite those country elements that I want to say are in your band's sound, but at the same time, things go off in so many unexpected directions. And how would you describe the sound of the Sandwiches?
We prefer not to.
It's difficult, I think. Yeah.
We're not exactly wordsmiths.
Dingy.
Dingy, pingy.
It's kind of dingy.
Pumpy.
Pumpy.
Lumpy.
But it seems on this most recent record on Mrs. Jones's Cookies that the sound is maybe not quite dingy. It's a hard way to think about it. It seems like, especially compared to some of the early recordings, like a much more kind of cohered, more kind of refined sound. I was wondering if that was something that's more of kind of a like a evolution as the band has kind of, you know, moved along, or if you consciously went into the studio with this recording and wanted to present a slightly different sound than some of the earlier ones.
We weren't trying to be different, really. We just we've got to know each other and become really familiar playing together. And I guess that's what's made us sound tighter and more mature.
The songs are different too. You know, I feel like the songs maybe came from a like more drawn out emotional process than previous songs. So, and going into the studio with a different engineer and a different studio makes things. I mean, we definitely grew up a bit in the interim. So.
Do you guys write songs collectively, or is it kind of individuals bring the songs to the group?
It's pretty much individual. Yeah, we add things together when we present a song that one of us has written to the others. We all work on it together from there. But what's the writing then at home?
The only songs we've written all together are extremely stupid songs.
Yeah.
Are those ones made? Those didn't make it on the record, then, huh?
No, those are for special performances.
Yeah. One of the most distinctive things I think about band is the sound of both of your vocals. It was something that it actually took me a little while in listening to you and not having seen you perform live. It took me some time to realize that there were two separate vocalists and two separate lead vocals, because your vocals both have a very similar style in some ways, and they mix together very nicely. Though here watching you perform, like I can separate them clearly and see like the distinct personalities in the two voices. But that's also a thing that I have a really hard time describing, like that kind of the sound that the two of you are able to get out of it. It's like it, in some respects there are some really like heavy country elements in it, in the phrasing, and especially the occasional little bit of yodeling that's kind of like a classic country thing that you really just don't see in a lot of indie bands these days. But then there's like phrasing that just is, I don't want to say like off, but it's like it's kind of off kilter purposely. Reminds me like of a lot of things that jazz music, like avant-garde jazz musicians do in some respects. I don't know. Like, could you tell me a little bit about the approach to singing with this group? Because it is really different than a lot of other groups, kind of in the San Francisco scene or in like the indie kind of scene as well.
It's just whatever comes out. Nothing's too intentional. It's just what we hear in our head when we're writing these songs out.
I feel like Grace and Heidi both have very different styles of singing, different voices, but so I don't know if that, but then coming together, I don't know, it works really well. I don't know if that is answering your question at all, but they're both very different, but then work really well together. So I don't know.
I think there were some times too where there were definitely some moments where one of us or both of us or somebody felt like, you know, like it's easy to get pigeonholed in a band into doing the same thing over and over again. So there were definitely moments where we would like try to challenge ourselves by switching out what we had become most used to doing, and like, you know, like you go high and I'll go low or something like that. And I don't know, there've been definitely a couple moments where I was like, it was almost kind of freaky listening to recordings being like, your voice sounds like my voice right now, and my voice sounds like your voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, like, it's a goosebump moments where you're just like, what have we just done? Yeah, that is just straight weird.
Yeah. Actually, I did have an experience recently. I mean, we've played Summer of Love, I don't know how many times, and I didn't notice until watching this acoustic video we did, recorded in a bathroom a few months ago.
Oh, at the Shattuck Down Low, yeah, I saw that one on YouTube.
And I realized it was Grace singing high, and you were singing, and Heidi was singing low, and I thought it was the other way around.
During that chorus?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's really nice to be able to swap and back each other up.
Yeah.
And either option.
We swap back and forth a lot.
Yeah, we do it within songs.
Yeah, that was, I think, one of the things I was most excited about seeing you guys perform here, especially in this space, was being able just kind of like mentally figure some things out. There's so many different elements in your music, and I think I would imagine that you're kind of like you're a band that elicits very strong reactions from people. Is that generally the case when you guys play live?
Some ladies are bra in us
sometimes. Really? When we were the man witches.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
this is the man witches.
Same show. Steve Peacock, Tennis Gritty and Negro Genesis, also held his nose in disgust.
Yeah. Oh, our set. That's right. He did do that.
So I guess we elicit strong emotions.
He likes us now.
what do you guys got going on? I think you're getting ready. You're here recording this, because you're playing a show here in Los Angeles over at the LRA. But you got a tour that you're getting ready to go on as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. We're going to Europe.
Nice. have you done Europe kind of tour before?
No.
This is the first time?
Mm-mm. First time.
Wow.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's been a lot of work getting ready for it, but we're ready to go.
And you also have, Mrs. Jones's Cookies came out a little earlier in the year, but you have another 7-inch coming out, I think, on Hardly Art, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here in November.
Coming out on the 8th. And the first two songs we played tonight are actually the two tracks from that 7-inch.
There you go. There you go.
Our friend Mike Donovan recorded it, and it came out, I don't know, it came out really well. We're really happy with it.
Are any thoughts? I mean, it already seems like a lot of recording for 2011, but are any thoughts about going into the studio or what the next record's going to sound like? What are you going
to
do?
We plan to do another record probably early next year. We need some time to start writing the songs and learning them, but we definitely plan to go do a third album at the beginning of the year.
Okay. Well, do you think I get you guys to do a couple more songs here for us?
Sure.
Sure thing.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. So you are about to hear the Sandwiches performing live here at KPFK.
I've been wasting all my time. Across the chasm of the distance,
So that was the Sandwiches that you just heard right here on KPFK performing live in our studios. I can't thank you guys enough for coming through. I know it was a little bit of a tussle, but I really appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
Here's one more from the Sandwiches from their latest release, Mrs. Jones's Cookies. The song is Joe Says that you're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Do 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 do